In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know how much Matthew would have gotten in NIL. I mean, what'd you get in Syracuse? Did you get any coin? You get a car? What'd you get?
I didn't get nothing. I just love the game. That's all I got.
There it is. See what I'm talking about?
Love the game and friendships. That's
now,
all I got from
college.
Let's
bring him in on this conversation because I went to Alabama and I've had people ask me, will you pay back into the NIL fund? I'm like, hell no. I did that for free. I don't need to pay anybody else to do the exact same thing I used to do. Now, I don't want to speak for you.
No, no.
But just by the look on your face, I can kind of guess what you maybe feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for NIL. I'm all for the guys getting what they deserve.
Sure.
Obviously, it changed the landscape of college football. I'm grateful for my experience in college without NIL, and I feel like it was more about – you know, the actual friendships,
right.
The actual, you know, love of the game and stuff like that. But, you know, everybody get it how they get it, and I respect it.
Yeah.
Matthew Bergeron is with us, guys. Doing a great job as well. How you feeling? You healthy? I know you've been, like everybody else, banged up on this stage. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, came back from an injury a few weeks ago, and I've been feeling good. And, you know, just trying to get through the end of the season healthy. I think that's the most important part right now. And, you know, just trying to get back and try and win some games these last four weeks.
Yeah, first of all, I got a million questions. I want to talk about the offense coming up here in a minute. But I haven't talked to you in a couple of years back to when you were a rookie. I had a chance to catch up with you.
And
I asked you, you know, how you were doing adjusting to the heat in the South. It was like during training camp. Obviously, you're
tough.
Obviously, you're from Canada. I was going to say, the look on your face that day was like, I'm not adjusting at all. What are you talking about? My gloves are soaked, and I take two pair of cleats to practice every day. But just talk about kind of, you know, how you feel being a veteran presence now. I can see the way you play with a chip on your shoulder. You play with an attitude, and I can tell you're fully, like, invested into this life as an Atlanta Falcon.
Right. You know, I mean, I just, first of all, on a football standpoint, obviously being a veteran in this room, you know, it took a lot of growth, you know, for me to get there. And obviously the leadership from Chris and Jake and, you know, Coach Ledford just getting me to where I'm at right now. And there's obviously a lot of room for me to grow, but I feel like I'm very happy where I'm at right now and, you know, kind of my process in these last 3 years. And obviously the goal every year is to get better. And I feel like I'm on that trend and I can keep that trend going. And as far as like off the field, just adjusting to the life in the South and Atlanta, you know, I embrace Atlanta. I'm a big Hawks fan.
Right.
Jalen Johnson, I think his pace for, you know, all-star appearance. I'm ruling for MVP at this point.
Let's go. Like, let's go. We all
hoping.
Are.
And, you know, I never been into baseball until I got to Atlanta. And, you know, I've been going to a few of the Braves games and stuff like that. So it's been great. You know, I just love the city of Atlanta as far as the food, the people. And I just love it. It's kind of, you know, I'm from Canada, so I feel like Atlanta kind of adopted me in a certain way.
We just love your energy and, you know, a little swagger and attitude, not to blow smoke, but we've always had fun talking to you.
Yeah.
And that's right. Expos were long gone when you were a kid
up there
in Quebec.
Never really watched baseball, but I love going down to the Battery. Going down to the Truist Park, and it's just great. It's just a great atmosphere, and you know we're always down there, so it's just great.
And we had high hopes for the playoffs, so we can totally talk more Hawks right now with you, Matthew.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you feel now? The key is for me is how does Quinn Snyder get Trey in sync in the half court with all the good things that are happening in his absence.
There's a lot of talks about the fans saying where do you know Trey fit in. I feel like if we know we're at a great spot right now, well, Trey can only make us better. You know, obviously on defense, it might be some struggles, you know, with Trey based off his height and, you know, his limitation, you know, on defense. But I feel like, you know, you can overcompensate with the height of Porzingis, you know, down there. And, yeah, hopefully they can make it happen. I'm definitely rooting for him. I've been going to a lot of games and, yeah.
Look at this guy, Mike. I mean, this guy might be taking our jobs.
It's not ESPN. It's TSN.
It's TSN in Canada.
Oh, man. Look, we'll get into more Hawks in a minute. Maybe some Formula One.
We'll get into all this stuff. Fix my New York Rangers.
I do want to talk about the Falcons. I don't know if you caught this comment. There was somebody asked Kirk Cousins a question the day about does somebody need to throw a chair across the locker room after a win like that? You know, who's bringing the attitude in these situations? I think that we have always kind of looked at you. You're the guy, you know, the first guy down the field helping Bijan off the ground. Yeah. Drake London obviously has that edge, but without him in the lineup, you seem to be the tone setter. Mm-hmm. Do you take pride in that? Is that something you've always done at all levels of football? And how have you kind of developed that role inside of this locker room?
I just feel like I always played with a chip on my shoulder. Like I said, we talked earlier, you know, me being from Canada, only having one offer, kind of just showed up one day at a camp and just got an offer from Syracuse. So I always played with that chip on my shoulder, trying to, you know, prove myself. And I feel like I'm still doing it. And I feel like the day I'm out playing that way is the day I'm gonna retire, and you know, hopefully I can keep, you know, going. But there's obviously guys in the locker room, like, you know, guys like Tyler, guys like Drake, who they just have that edge, whether, you know, we're up by 30, we're down by 30, they're gonna play the same way. And you know, when I came here, those were the guys I looked up, you know, I looked up to. And hopefully one day, you know, the younger guys can look up to me in that same way.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Well, it's just tough. We said earlier, as Matthew Bergeron's live inside the Ticketmaster studios here on 92.9, it's a little bit of human nature. I mean, you know, you might be doing your job. Sometimes it's just, here we go again. You know, how do you maintain that intensity?
I mean, you have to. And the guys in the locker room have to be, you know, the leadership has to be the tone setter, like you said. Like, you know, we might be out of the playoffs, but, you know, we got to keep fighting. And, you know, at this point, you know, we're playing for pride and just we're playing for each other as well. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to go out there and let, you know, Chris and Jake, you know, Chris and AJ never been to the postseason. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm going to try and fight for those guys and trying to get them, you know, get those guys to that level at one day. But it starts right now, and it starts by, you know, playing hard and, you know, playing every snap like here's your last.
Well, let's dive into a little bit more X's and O's. And obviously a lot's made about the run game, wide zone scheme. You fit in perfectly with what, you know, Coach Ledford wants to do here and what Lindstrom has done before you, and climbing to the second level, the communication with Jake, it's all been great. I have noticed a couple of times, and this was brought up to Lindstrom last week when he was sitting here, there's been a little bit more gap scheme. Seems like a couple of counter plays where Chris Lindstrom's pulling. Yeah. Are you comfortable as a puller? Is it something you enjoy? And what have you made of some of these small nuance and changes in the offense over the last few weeks?
Obviously, you have to adjust, but, you know, I love pulling. Yeah. I think it's great. And like I said, you got to have that edge when you come out and pull, because they're going to meet you.
Mean business. He goes around there meaning business.
Right. No, and then they, you know, they're going to meet you with that intent to ascend the edge, you know what I mean? So, you know, I've loved it. And like you said, you know, we talk about baseball earlier, like you got to have your switch up, you know what I mean? Like you have your, you know, your reliable runs, like which is the wide zone, but you got to be able to come out and throw some difference, something different, you know, to keep him honest.
The Buccaneers, and we had some great, because last year was two of the most entertaining games of all time.
Oh,
the comeback on Thursday night, I thought the most complete game last season was the game
down in Tampa,
which was something. And so it's a little more juice with a division rival, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, fans go, whatever. Yeah. But there's a little more juice with something like this.
NFC South, man. Like, every game in the NFC South is, you know, juiced up. You know, the guys are talking, you know, we've played each other for a long, you know, we've played against each other for a long time. They know us. We know them. It's who can do their job at the highest level, and it's going to be a dogfight.
How do you feel about playing outdoors? You know, you're a guy, obviously, Syracuse guy, indoors. You come down here, Mercedes-Benz, great facility.
No doubt.
But it is different when you play outside. Tampa's one of those places you get that opportunity.
Oh,
even this year going up to Minnesota, right? Some of the other things. I always thought it was fun. It reminded me of backyard football when you go from playing in a dome to playing outside. You have that opportunity again this weekend.
I actually love playing on grass. Yeah. I think it's smoother, you know, when you kick step. Like, you just slide better.
You just glide out there.
So I love playing in the grass, and I actually love playing in Tampa. Like, the atmosphere is always great. And, you know, we're going to have the throwback uniforms. They're going to have the
Creamsicle, Bucking the Bruce.
I feel like it's just like a classic, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's a Thursday night classic, and it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be physical. So I think it's definitely a game I look forward to.
All right, before we get out of here, he likes NASCAR. We like NASCAR too. But
I've started watching NASCAR.
I went
to Homestead.
Nice.
This past April or May for the first time, my first NASCAR race. It was incredible. And then I went to Atlanta where they came down here, and it was great.
Yeah, we saw. I think we saw. We were talking about being a pit. There was a Bergeron sighting on Pitt Road.
Yeah.
We heard you were around. But real quick, because we're big F1 guys, and you were down there in Miami.
Yeah.
What do you think of Lando Norris, a guy with a Star Wars character name, winning the championship? My boy Piastri, I thought they did him dirty at McLaren. Listen, but anyway, what do you think of how the championship played?
I'm a Red Bull fan ever since I came into Formula
Max
1.
Max was on fire down the stretch.
I'm a Max Verstappen fan, and you know it was obviously a heartbreaking situation, but I feel like Max won the heart of the fans, of the F1
Check
fan.
That out.
He was – I feel like he was the villain in the past, you know, with the whole situation with Lewis, but I feel like he won the heart of the Formula 1 fans. So it was a title to sacrifice for the heart of the fans, but I do think you know, Lando, you know, he drove great. They had a great car all year, all around. They were the most complete team all around. But I feel like Red Bull did, you know, make a great push in the second half of the season. But like I was telling Chris earlier, like every point mattered in Formula 1. I feel like early in the season, Max thought it was over a little too quick, so he threw away some of the points.
And he don't get support from his teammate, unfortunately.
No doubt. Yeah.
You know, it's a team sport.
That's tough. It is tough. So, yeah.
That's a great point. What he just, for the guys who don't follow F1, Max beats Lewis in a very controversial race 4 years ago, goes on to win four in a row. I'm with you. I found myself rooting for Max
down
the stretch because it was like, wow.
Yeah,
and now next year he gets a new partner. We'll see what Hadrick can do.
He said he's a Red Bull fan. Look, I'm a big – I've actually – my allegiance to NASCAR, Shane Van Gisbergen, so he's a Red Bull guy on the NASCAR side of things. There's room for –
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Room on the bandwagon.
Team.
Right, I was going to say, there's room on the bandwagon if you want
to
jump in.
Just for Black Jingles next year, I love getting on the ground floor. We're going to try to get Valtteri Bottas because I'm going to jump on Cadillac next year as a newbie. I know they're going to stink.
They're American team.
Right,
American,
baby.
Got you. Homegrown. Yeah. I love it, man.
Well, hey, man, before we leave, have a joyous Noël.
Yes, sir. Hey, merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, bien. Mon ami. See, I know we work some French in there. That's our guy, man. Thanks again. We always love catching up with you, and best of luck down the stretch.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.